Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
And welcome to another episode
of Revolutionary Life. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, we're going to be talking about a very deep subject here. I hope you're ready. If you're new here, this is Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right? And Revolutionary Life, here we discuss all of the subjects that affect our life, both directly and indirectly. The only difference is that we just take a different tact. In fact, we approach these questions from a revolutionary point of view. Revolution is just change, baby. It's just change. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of that change. And so we keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And so welcome again to Revolutionary Life. I would like to introduce our subject tonight, death. In fact, the title of this presentation is called Death is the Opposite of Birth, not the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. That's the full title, guys. Death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. We're going to get into that tonight. We're going to talk about those terms tonight and what those terms really mean to your life and mine, or to life living in general, and dying, of course, in general. But how do we use these terms, and what are we talking about here? Most of us got some kind of understanding of the difference between something that is living and something that is dead. Most of us, plants, animals, we've seen it. We've seen both. Many of us have seen both life and death, whether it's any form of life. And so I want you to contemplate this question. And I want you to see if you can incorporate this understanding, or if you disagree with it or whatever. This is a call-in show. This is a call-in show. At one point, I'm going to announce our call-in time, period. And during that period, you are free. I'm going to give out my number. It should be on my site there, but if you don't see it, I'm going to give it out anyway. And then you can call, and you can go right onto the air. And you can bring your questions and your comments to the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. And I'm going to open up my chat room so those people who'd like to respond via chat will have a place to respond via chat. Questions, comments, hysterical outbursts, it doesn't matter. I'm going to open up that room, and you're welcome to come on in. All right? So tonight, guys, life and death. Birth is the opposite of death. Death is the opposite of birth. Neither of them is the opposite of life. Life doesn't do that, maybe. Maybe. We'll talk about that. I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll be right back. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. I'm your host tonight. And tonight, our title of our presentation tonight is that death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. That's our title for tonight. We're going to get into it. Now, how you view death, how you view death and dying depends a lot, I guess, on everyone's individual or belief about death. Some people say, and I want you to think about this. Think about this. I think this is an important question, I guess. It's a kind of a deep question, but it's important, I think, in terms of addressing this issue of death. And here's the thing. There are those who ask the question, are we physical beings who every now and then we have spiritual experiences when we meditate or astral project or whatever we do, right? Or when we're in church and we get the spirit or something like that. There are those who say we are actually spirits. We're actually spiritual beings on a physical journey. Now, if you believe we are physical beings who have spiritual experiences, you might view death as the end of everything. Once the body dies, once the physical is gone, everything's gone. If you believe you are spiritual, a spirit or spiritual, I guess, on a physical journey through life, then you might not. You might believe that once the body dies, you're still spiritual, so you're still around. You just don't have a body to work with. And so, I want you to think about that. I think it's important to think about this. How you view death is in it. It's all over with. End of story. Boom. You're gone. Or do you just view it as death of the body, of the physical? Because your spiritual, let's say your spirit continues on, even though your body can no longer sustain life. Check our title. Death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life, seems to indicate that life doesn't go through births and deaths and births and deaths and births and cycles like that. Births and deaths happen within life as a part of life. But it's not life. Life might be likened to a spirit. You might say spirit, because if you're one of those people who believe you are a spiritual being, then the spirit doesn't die. Life doesn't die. Life doesn't go anywhere. The body may die. The body, and you can see it around you every day, the body may be born, mature, age, and die. Just like things around you may do that. Living things around you and people go through that process. And many of us have watched that process take place, and we know what that looks like. However, does that mean that that's it? It's over? Well, if you believe that you are a physical being and you can have a spiritual experience, but you are actually, bottom line, when it's all said and done, you just hands and feet and a body, right? And when that's gone, there is no more. It's all over but the shout. And so let's talk about that tonight, and let's see if you're right. Let's see if people agree with you. Now, if you're a spiritual person, and that even, I don't care if it's New Age kind of woo-woo spiritual, or if you were a Christian or you have a religion of some kind that says that one day your spirit is going to heaven, even if your body dies, you still have a spirit, and it has to, and it keeps, and it's still around. It can be judged on judgment day, even though you were dead long before judgment day occurred, right? So if you're a church person or a religious person, yeah, then you probably can relate to this concept that there's always your spirit, that death doesn't mean death of the soul. How about that, the S-O-U-L, or the soul? Death is just death of the body, the physical body, right? Which is a thing of the earth, which is a thing of the physical world. But if you think you have a soul, that's another term. We got to deal with these terms, guys. If you think you are a spirit or a soul or life, you don't die. Your body does. And so that's among religious people. And it's also promulgated among the spiritual, those who don't prescribe to a religion necessarily, but they consider themselves spiritual, right? Now, when it's all said and done, I'm sure we do everything, most of us, we can do to preserve our body as though we're preserving life, our life. But when somebody says you're dead, or they're dead, or it's dead, the visual is that life is gone from the body. Now, we can go with life is gone because it doesn't say life ended. It doesn't say that that's the end of everything. It just said life left the body. The person is lifeless. Let's get these terms right. The person is lifeless. Well, if the person is lifeless, the body's dead. Generally, that's what that looks like. But life goes on in that context. Life just left the body because the body, for whatever reason, could no longer sustain life within it. If you've seen death in plants, pets, people, animals, people, then you probably would agree that, and we've all seen it, hopefully, we're familiar with it. We've all seen death, and death seems to me to be a condition where the person, let's say, who's passed, doesn't seem to respond to exterior stimuli. Can't hear, they don't respond to your call. They don't seem to be able to sense. In other words, they don't seem to be able to hear, talk, right? Smell, taste, touch. They don't respond to touch. They don't respond to exterior stimulus or stimuli or whatever stimulus, whether that's sight, they don't seem to see you, even though you might be right there in their face. If they're dead, or if they've been pronounced such, it seems that they don't have feelings anymore. They don't have senses. Their senses are not functioning because they're not responding. You can pinch them. If you pinch them, if they're dead, they don't respond. If you wave something in front of their eyes don't open or close or blink or any of that. And so death looks to us like no sensation, no senses. And then the body begins to deteriorate. However, death is used quite a bit in our society. You know, I'm scared to death. Or we'll say, well, how about this? I go to the dentist, and the dentist wants to pull my tooth out, but he doesn't want me to feel the pain that comes along with having your tooth pulled out. And so what he does is he takes a needle filled with a deadening agent like Novocaine and sticks it in my gum just at the tooth that he's going to work on. This is called a local anesthetic. It is local only in the sense that it won't deaden my entire body. It will just deaden the local area that's being worked on. So he introduces a local anesthetics to my gums so that I don't feel the pain, so I don't feel what he's doing to me, to my tooth. That lack of feeling is often called deadening. You've heard this term, I'm deadening your tooth. I'm going to deaden your gums. I mean, deadening has within it, of course, the word dead, D-E-A-D-E-N. Well, deadening is used as a term to indicate a lack of feeling, a lack of sensation, doesn't it? If I use Novocaine on your tooth before I pull it to keep you from having, quote, feelings for you not to be able to feel it, then I am deadening your tooth. And so the word dead seems to imply, when we use it in that way, lack of sensation, a lack of feeling. And sure enough, something dies, it doesn't seem to respond to feelings. You can pinch it, whatever. If it's dead, it's going to stay that way. It's not going to move. It's not going to respond. It's not going to respond to any sense, sight, sound, whatever. Now, I don't know if the body is hearing all this, but I know that there's no response. It's dead. It's been deadened to responses, to sensation. So we all got an idea of what death looks like. We all got an idea of what life looks like. You can put the two together side by side, and you can see one is a warm body that responds to stimuli one way or another. Another doesn't, and the body is cold. There's no heat in the body. There doesn't seem to be any activity going on in the body, like a heartbeat or the lungs causing the chest to rise and fall. So side by side, you can tell, you know, the difference between somebody who's alive, as they say, or dead. Question is, and to answer my title, birth is the opposite of death. Death is not the opposite of life, it's the opposite of birth. So can we say that the body, just for whatever reason, accidents or whatever, the body can no longer sustain life, and so life leaves the body? But check that out. Once life leaves the body, so does sensations. So does the heat that keeps you at 98 point something degrees inside. So does the ability to see, smell, taste, and touch, or respond to sights, sounds, tastes, or touches. Right? So when you die, what happens? Okay, so your body is dead. So your body can't sustain life. So your body is lifeless. So life has left your body. Where does it go? Is it just hanging out? Is it floating around in the sky looking down on you? What does life look like when it has no body to animate through? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it. Let's call it life after death. Is that a thing? Let's see. I'll be right back, guys. You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio every night, every weekday night. We hear from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday through Friday. Hello, this is Gary. I'm your host tonight on Revolutionary Life. Tonight, we're discussing, and the title is, Death is the Opposite of Birth. Not the opposite of life. Now, just before I left here, we talked about how all of us, most of us, can identify the difference between something that's living and something that's dead. If you laid them side by side, you would notice that the thing that is dead, the person, place, or thing, is not responding to exterior stimuli. And there's no heartbeat. The chest doesn't rise and fall with a breath. Right next to something that's alive, there's a 98.5 temperature, 98 point whatever. It varies a little bit, guys, but we're close to 100 degrees inside, internally. And the living person, the person with life in them, will be able to respond to sights and sounds and tastes and touches. So most of us can see the difference between someone with life in them and someone who is lifeless, whose life has left their body, whose body can no longer sustain life. It didn't say life died. I didn't say that life died. The body did. We watch it every day. Bodies are born and bodies die. That's a cycle that happens on this earth all day long, every day. Someone is born, someone dies. But what happened to their life? When their bodies no longer have life in it, when it's not responding, when it's pronounced deadened or dead, what do we got? What happens to life? Does life just step out the body and stand on the side? Some people have had out-of-body experiences, like when they're in great pain. Like I've heard women. One woman was telling me that in birth, she had so much pain giving birth that she actually remembers standing next to her hospital bed, looking at herself, going, this is, must be really painful for you, or something to that effect. And then she realized to this day that she was talking to herself. The pain was so excruciating, she lost it, I guess, for a moment. And she could actually see herself in the hospital bed, dealing with this birth, this pain that came with this particular type of birth she was going through. I thought that was interesting. I myself have had out-of-body experiences myself. Well, experiences, I shouldn't say that. One that I know for sure was an out-of-body experience that I think I know for sure. I don't know. But I was working, guys. I was working 12 hours a day on this job. I mean, I would dream about this job. I worked so much on it. And one day I came in and I was so tired. I didn't even go to bed. I wouldn't lay across the couch and just wore out. And I remember seeing myself, blew me away, saying to myself, man, you tired. That happened to me when I was a teenager. All right. And I, you know, I was working this crazy job, man, trying to make all this money. But, you know, when you're single, the government takes most of that. But I wanted to make that overtime and all that kind of stuff. So I was putting in a lot of hours. So I might have just been a delusional one. I don't know. For me, that's the only thing I got. That's all I got. So I don't know. Some people say they can leave their bodies and, you know, all this stuff. Out of body experiences. They can have them anytime. You know, they can just lay down and go visit somebody or something. I don't know about that. I do know this little one time that I had this crazy experience. And I've known people who have recounted certain experiences. They never say they have them every night or they can do it at will. They just say they had one, right? And then I hear about stories also in the hospital rooms and operating rooms and stuff like that. Or people who have near-death experiences even. So what is this life, guys, that doesn't die? Where does life go when the body can no longer sustain life? Well, there are some who believe that the body reincarnates. How about that? Are you guys familiar with reincarnation, with this concept of reincarnation? There are some religions, and I think Buddhism is one of them. There are some religions that believe you reincarnate, you just inhabit another body. That you don't die, life doesn't die. Your body dies because it can't sustain life any longer. But the life itself, that was you, it just inhabits another body. A baby, let's say, is born. And you come back with that baby, through that baby. In fact, and some of those are Buddhist religions. That's one that where they actually have a child. They've actually found a child who couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old, maybe 5. And this child was announced to be the reincarnation of a Buddhist leader. And so they adorned this child with gold and all the things of a king or a leader, and bowed down and prayed to this child as though he was the leader come back. And here was this little kid sitting there playing with the jewelry around his neck, not quite understanding, I guess, what's going on. But these folks believed in reincarnation. They believe you can come back. Do you think you can come back, guys? Do you think you came, you lived before, and now you've returned in a new body? Check it out. In the Latin, the word carne, C-A-R-N-E, C-A-R-N-E, carne, carne, like chili con carne. Carne means flesh. Carne means flesh, meat, flesh. Carne. Chili con carne means chili with meat. It translates in English as chili with meat, chili con carne. That's an actual dish in the Spanish language, I guess. And carne just simply means flesh or meat, right? In the Latin. So if I reincarnate, it just means I'm refleshing. I'm re-meeting. I'm putting on some meat. I'm getting back into some flesh. I'm coming back into the flesh, you might say. I'm returning back returning back into the flesh. Yeah, reincarnation. Reincarnation simply means to reincarnate, simply means to reflesh, to get some more flesh, to get into some more flesh, to put on another flesh suit, meat suit. And so obviously, those religions believe life doesn't die. It just gets another body. And there's a cycle there, right? And there, in some religions, if you get in deeper into the religion, you understand it, and you might understand the concept of karma and coming back to, or coming back to complete some task that you never complete. Now, here's an idea. When somebody thinks of suicide, killing themselves, ending their life, they say, they think, they feel that this is ending my life, right? I've seen a sign that said, suicide is a way of telling God, you can't fire me, I quit. Suicide, they say, is a way of saying to God, you can't fire me, I quit. What do you think about that, guys? Well, think about this. There are those who say suicide doesn't work. Because life doesn't die, suicide doesn't work. You just come back and go through the same mess again until you deal with it. Suicide is not an out to those people who believe life goes on after the body dies. You just reincarnate and come back and you go back through it again until you get it right. There is no escape for those people. Spiritual people, people who believe your soul is going to have to be judged on judgment day, there is no escaping what you've done or what you have to face. So it does no use to kill yourself, because all you're doing is killing your body. All you're doing, they'll say, is that you are making it your body, you're putting your body in a situation where it can no longer sustain life. And so life leaves your body. But the life didn't go anywhere except for out of your body. Life didn't die. And if you believe that, then you might believe that it comes back. It don't just stand around looking at everybody. After a while, it comes back into a body, reincarnation. And suicide doesn't help, because when you come back, you're just going to go through the same thing you went through the last time in a different format. But you're going to come up against that same issue, and you ain't going to be able to escape it by killing yourself. Until you walk through it, until you face it, you might get in the cycle of coming back. You may not have to come back again or something like that. I think that's the way it goes, guys. I'm just quoting. I'm just trying to recall some of these philosophies about life and death. If you believe that your body dies, life dies. If you think life is the opposite, death is the opposite of life, then none of this matters to you. If you think death is the opposite of life, then you think committing suicide gets you out of the picture. You remember what I just said? The poster I saw said that suicide is your way of telling God, you can't fire me, I quit. But you can't quit if you believe the other side. If you believe that life, if you believe you're going to be judged on judgment day, so you haven't got away with anything. If you believe that you're going to come back and be reincarnated and have to go through the same thing again until you deal with it, you haven't got away with anything. Suicide hasn't helped one bit. Here you go again. And so those people who believe that they are a spirit here on this earth on a physical journey, they don't see life. If they understand this statement, death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Those people who think they're just a physical being, and once they die, that's it, kaput, it's over. Rap, it's a wrap. They might think suicide is an answer, like the person who wrote that poster, "I quit. You can't fire me." They might believe they're getting away. They're coming, they're getting out of it. "I'm tired of it, I'm getting out of it." But the problem is, and so maybe that's true for you. But there's a whole lot of people, religious people, who believe your soul is going to get judged on a certain day. I don't care if you've been dead 100 years, your soul going to get judged on judgment day. You're going to get rose again, and you're going to get judged, right? And God is going to separate the sheep from the goats and all that. Now, if you don't believe in any of that, then you might choose suicide as a way out. You just might. I mean, it becomes an option for somebody who believes their body is who they are. Somebody who believes their body is who they are can lose an arm or a leg and feel that they have lost their humanity, that they're not whole anymore because they identify with their body, of course. And so it's easy to believe that if you lose a body part, you've lost some part of your life. You're not whole. But on the other hand, if you're spiritual about this thing, your body can go through a lot of changes. It doesn't change you one bit. That, hey, I know a guy, I've been introduced to a guy who was alive and well, except he had no lower body. Check this out. This guy was alive. He had friends and relatives and everything. But he had a, where his stomach is where he ended. And he had four wheels on this device that he sits on that allowed him to move around, scoot around the floor, move around. But he had no legs. And from what I could tell, very little of a lower body. Ain't that something? But he was alive. This little guy, and he may have been a tall guy when he was when he had his body. I don't know. But now he's 3 feet off the ground. And just as alive and talking and kicking it as anybody in the room. And he was on four wheels. He was on a little table kind of thing with four wheels underneath him. And that's how he moved himself around. But he had half, looked like he had half a body, man. He wasn't crying. He wasn't upset. He was kicking it right there in the room with everybody else. However, I mean, I can imagine, though, if you think all you are is your body, that if you lost half of it, you'd be saying, "I wish I was dead. I wish I had lost it all because I ain't got half my body. I'm half a person," blah, 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 blah. I can imagine that could be depressing. If you believe you're a spirit, then as long as you are alive, as long as your body can sustain life, you're good. You're still good. And this guy seemed like he was good. I don't know. I didn't spend that much time there, but this guy didn't seem to be upset about anything. So, especially his condition. Maybe he'd gotten used to it. I don't know. So, yeah, if your body is all there is to you, and there is no spirit or anything like that, or life after death or anything like that, then I imagine you're one of those people who might consider suicide as a way out. But if you believe that death is the opposite of birth, and not the opposite of life, then you must believe then that life doesn't die. The cycle of birth and death may occur within life, a part of life, but life itself doesn't go anywhere. Now, whether you believe your soul is going to come back and be judged at the end times, or whether you believe you're going to be reincarnated into a new body, I don't know about that, guys. There are people who believe it, of course. But these are both people, whether they believe they're going to go to judgment even after they've long been dead, they're going to be raised for judgment, or if they believe they're going to be reincarnated over and over again until they deal with life or deal with their mission on earth or whatever. These people don't get bent out of shape if they lose a body part or something becomes unusable on them, physical. They're still very much alive. Very much alive, some of them. But I'm sure you can tell the difference. Yeah, I've seen people just lay down and die. Well, they're dead now, but it seems that that's what they were doing because they had a particular condition. So they wouldn't go out the house because of this condition. They stayed in the bed watching TV, eating chips or whatever, getting obese, and just didn't care anymore. They gave up on life, it seemed. They gave up on living, it seemed. Because of this condition, I'm sure. It was not normal. And so they were totally bent out of shape about it. And didn't want to participate in life anymore. And they finally passed away. And so, for me, guys, I don't know about you, but like I said, it's a call-in show. And we're coming up to our call-in section now. And we got our chat room open. I don't know about you, but I'd like to think. And these are beliefs, guys, as far as we can tell, since then nobody's come back, really. I mean, a lot of people have had near-death experiences. But I don't think anybody's ever come back and said, hey, I've been dead for a while. I decided to come back or something. I don't know. but I'd like to think, personally, that I'm more than my physical body. To me, that's freeing. What do you call it? To me, that's being fearless. Not reckless, but not afraid of death. And, of course, all of us wish if we're going to die, we could decide how, when, and where. That would be cool. I got it. But even so, if I thought there was more to life than just living in a body, that even if I thought that I could come back again, I could reflesh, reincarnate. Remember I told you carne means meat in the Latin. Carne is flesh. And so if I reincarnate, that just means I'm taking on a new body, a new flesh body. And so that's cool too. I'm on those folks' side. If I believe I'm going to get judged on Judgment Day, my body's going to have to come up and be judged. I don't know. But that's even better to me than when I die, that's it. It's all over. That's a wrap, which might also be the case, guys. I don't know. But there are people who've had near-death experiences. There are religions that believe you can reincarnate. There are religions that believe your soul is going to rise, be rose again on Judgment Day, and you're going to be judged for what you did in life. You don't get away. I mean, even the ancient Egyptians, folks that built the pyramids, that we still can't figure out how they did it. Even those folks had an afterlife arrangement, a duat. They called it. and the Hall of Amenti. Amenti. And they believe there's somewhere you go. Your life goes when that body dies. And so that's been around a while. I don't know what you think about life and death, but it's for a long time. We can take it to the ancient Egyptians. But since even then, people believed that there was life after death. Check that out. Now we're moving into our call-in section, guys. So my phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. You call me, you go right onto the air, unless there's a, you know, backup of people. And I got my chat room open. So if you have any questions or comments, things like that, you can put them in the chat. And I want you to think about this. Are you a physical being having spiritual experiences in church or when you're meditating or whatever? Or are you literally a spirit? Are you literally spiritual? And you're having a physical experience, a spirit on a physical journey, as opposed to a body. And that's it. They can experience spiritual states from time to time, but that's not you. Which one of those are you? Are you a body? Having spiritual experiences? Are you a spirit having a physical experience? We're in our call-in section, guys. This section I call Your Time to Shine. I'm going to give you a little music.
Awesome. just a little. Yeah. I'll just pass it on.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. Tonight we've been talking about life and death. Trying to make it plain, I guess. At death, death is the opposite of birth, not the opposite of life. Don't get it twisted. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary, your host. And tonight, guys, we've been discussing life and death. Oh, yeah. There are some who believe that life ends when the body dies. Some people believe that death is the opposite of life. Our title is that death is the opposite of birth. Twist it. Not the opposite of life. For centuries, we went all the way back to the ancient Egyptians. For centuries, people have believed that there were life after death. There are religious people who believe, even though they might be dead, their soul is going to be rose back up again on the time of judgment. So that's not the end of death. That's something that your soul, I guess, goes on. There are those who believe that when you die, you may be reincarnated. Life may come back in a new body. and the baby is born. I told you there are some religions that there's one Buddhist religion that found this little kid. Couldn't have been 5 years old. But they were sure that he was a reincarnation of their leader. And so they adorned him with jewels and bowed to him and everything. And it was just a little kid. Are they mistaken? I don't know, guys. I really don't. But that's what they believe. And I told you, reincarnation is what they believe. And it just means refleshing. This is the Latin for flesh. It's carne, to reincarnate. Just means to put on some flesh again. Getting another body. But do you believe in reincarnation? Then you must believe life goes on after the body dies. I understand that the body is dead. All that means is it can no longer sustain life. So life leaves the body. The body is lifeless, but nothing happened to life except it lost the body to animate, to walk through this world in. I told you, people who believe that there's life after death will tell you that suicide is a waste of time because all you do is come back and go through the same process. Not, it won't look, you know, all the people might be different, but you're going to have run into that same situation that caused you to commit suicide. And until you deal head on with that situation, until you resolve whatever it was that drove you to suicide, you just keep coming back until you do. Suicide is an option for people who don't believe that they are a spirit on a physical journey on this earth. People who believe they are their body, and once their body's dead, they're dead, kaput. It's all over. It's a wrap. There's nothing else. People who believe that might fall for, might see suicide, killing themselves, taking their own lives, as some way out. Now, I told you I saw this poster that said, suicide is my way of telling God, I quit. You can't fire me. But I quit. That works, I guess, if you don't believe that's life after death, if you believe your body is all it is. Then if you lose an arm or a leg, that you're less than all of a sudden. Because everything is about your body, your physical appearance, your physical appearance. I told you, I knew somebody had a bad physical situation. They wouldn't even come out the house. As a matter of fact, they went and laid down and eventually died. I mean, not like the next day or nothing. But the way they lived their life in the house, in the bed most of the time. I mean, they could have got out of bed, but they didn't. They just didn't. They could have come outside, but they didn't. And it wasn't long before they did pass. The person got very obese and everything, and then finally passed. But it was a physical condition that I guess they didn't want to make public or something. I don't know. But if your body is how you determine your life, then yeah, I guess if you lost a body part, you feel like you've lost something. You've lost some part of your life. Yeah. You're not whole, let's say. If you believe you're just a body, suicide might be an idea that comes to your mind as a way of getting out of this situation. It's giving up. It's calling quits. But if you believe, if you understand, if it's your understanding or belief that there's life after death, that death is not the opposite of life, it's just the opposite of birth. then you know suicide is not an answer. Because that means you're coming back to deal with that situation again and again and again and again until you address it. There's no way out. My lines are open, guys. And it's your time to shine.
Thank you.
listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking, your host tonight. And tonight, guys, we've been talking about life and death. If you're just tuning in, you're in our call-in section. I call it your time to shine section. Our phone number is area code 319-527-6060. And we also have a chat room open, so you're free to comment in the chat. I will respond. This is Gary. Revolutionary Life is here, guys, every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be, guys, unless you... Now, if you're looking at our site, you will see that there's an upper right-hand corner. There's a follow button. And if you click that button, it might give you the heads up on what the show is going to be or what topic it's going to be in our next episode. There's also a share button up there, guys. So if you like the episode and you think others would or whatever, be sure to share this particular episode and the channel in general. And because, like I say, we have several subjects, man, and all these subjects are subjects that affect our lives every day. Here at Revolutionary Life, we deal with subjects that affect our life every day, but directly and indirectly, but we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution has just changed, baby. And there's a lot of things out there that needs to be changed. Maybe one of those things is how we look at life and death. Maybe one of those revolutions we need to make, changes we need to make, is our belief system or our way of looking at the world, and particularly looking at life itself and death. We've all seen what life looks like, and we've all seen what lifelessness looks like. Hey guys, have you ever gone to sleep on your arm or something, on your hand or arm, and when you woke up, it didn't? You would say something like, man, my arm went to sleep. That just means it's flopping around like it don't belong to you. Like it's just hanging there. Like it's dead, almost. And then pretty soon it comes back around and wakes up, so to speak. But if you ever laid on your arm incorrectly or something like that, it might have fallen, what we call fall asleep. But it just meant that it doesn't have any, it doesn't respond to external stimuli for a while until it wakes up again, quote, wakes up. So death is like deadening. When the dentist put that Novocaine, that drug in your gums before he pulls your tooth so that you don't feel the pain, we might say that he's deadening your gum, making it numb to pain, making it unfeeling, loses its ability to feel sensation. That's what death looks like. I mean, we've all seen death, I guess, in animals or plants or people. And it just don't seem to respond to exterior stimuli. The heart doesn't beat and the body temperature begins to go down. They get cold. They get lifeless. Did life die? Or just the body? Can you literally say he's lost his life? Does that mean that the life died with him? Or that his body could no longer sustain life? Does it mean that life has left the building? Life has left the body? I don't know. What do you think? Are we spirits on a physical journey in life? Or are we just physical beings who have spiritual experiences from time to time? I guess it depends on how you look at life. Is it temporal? I mean, you're mortal. You're not immortal. Does that mean that your body dies? Or never dies? What's that mean to you? There's something called reincarnation in some religions. So they would obviously believe life exists after death if you can reincarnate. What do you believe? And does it shape your life in some way? Does it shape your choices in life in some way? If you know that life is eternal, that life doesn't die, and life isn't born. Birth and death is a cycle that happens within life, but it doesn't happen to life. You don't hear me. Life and death is a cycle that happens, maybe, that happens within life. But life and death doesn't happen. I mean, birth and death doesn't happen to life. Let's not get it twisted. It will judge, it will govern how you live your life based on which one of them things you believe, guys. When I spoke to you about suicide. People who believe that they have a physical body, that's it, think suicide is a way out. They tell God, you can't fire me, I quit. People who believe in life after death know that suicide is not a way out. That you don't get out that easy. You're coming back. And you're going to deal with that same kind of situation again and again and again and again until you address that situation. Until you deal with that situation. You don't escape the situation by killing your body. By putting your body in a position where it can no longer sustain life. Life didn't go anywhere. Your body did. You coming back, according to some folks, you coming back to deal with it again. And you can kill yourself again, but you're just coming back again. Suicide is no answer for these people who believe that they are spirits on a physical journey on this earth. Suicide is only an option for people who believe that they are just physical beings who may or may not have spiritual experiences when they're in religious practice or meditations or whatever. They may individually have a spiritual experience here or there, but they believe that they are just their body. And when it dies, it's all over but the shouting. There is nothing left. There is no afterlife, life after death. Death is it. It's over for them. Somebody who thinks like that, suicide becomes an option for you. Maybe. I'm not saying it's going to, but it could easily become an option for you. Kill myself. I'm out of it. Gone. Don't have to deal with it. So how you believe, which one of those things you believe will determine some of the decisions that you make in your life. Yes, it will. Suicide is just one of them. I want to thank everybody who's listening in tonight for listening in tonight. Excuse me. I do want to say that if you missed this section, this program, this particular episode, in about an hour from now, like all my episodes, this episode will be archived such that if you scroll down my page here, you will see these on-demand sections. And you can look at any of my previous episodes by topic in that on-demand section. So if you missed it, if you caught half of it, if you caught the ass end of it, it doesn't matter. You can, in an hour from now, you can go back and listen to this one. And of course, right now, you could go back and listen to all of the older presentations, the past presentations. And remember, there's a lot of them. Because why? Because we're here every night, every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you're welcome. Thank you again for listening in. I'm going to give you a little music, guys. And I'll see everybody tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night, folks.